But right now, let us turn our attention to those lovely ladies in our life.
Yeah, so the other day we are sitting up here and we go to break and you look over my shoulder as you kind of get up and you go, oh, cool, Virginia and Virginia Tech are on. And it's like 6 o'clock on a Wednesday, you know, and they're just trying to fill time with anything they can.
Yeah, I'll be honest, not real familiar with like live sports during our show, except for the occasional soccer. So now that,
here, man.
Now that we're doing afternoon drive, all these East Coast starts are actually happening while we're broadcasting.
Right. And so you said, oh, cool, Virginia, Virginia Tech, in a very facetious way. And I look over and it's like 24-9 or something like that. And I just kind of looked at you and I was like, huh.
It's one of those games where you're not even sure the people that are there care that much about it.
I mean, it's just, oh, college basketball. It's just so hard, man.
And there's no end to the college basketball choices on television. And then even go to the women's games and like the hundreds of games that feel like they make the air every week.
It's unreal.
It really is. Like, how does that work? How do they make any money out of any of it?
I don't know. Like, if I wanted to watch every Texas Tech basketball game, is it out there?
Oh, yeah, men and women.
Everyone.
The funny thing about, one of the interesting things about YouTube TV is when you're kind of scrolling through the menu for something to watch, and you'll forget where you are in the year, and you'll see the big two giant logos, and it'll be Alabama versus LSU, and I'm like, ooh, what, football?
Let's go.
I know. No. Yeah, like for about a second, no, I did the same thing.
SEC basketball.
I know. I think
and
I saw
it
something.
It might even be women's. I don't know.
Ohio State, Penn State?
Yeah.
Hockey. They're playing college hockey.
It's February.
Yeah.
So I found that to be so funny, you just saying, you know, like, oh, look, Virginia, Virginia Tech, that I thought, man, it would be really funny to try to sell the people that we live with the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, hey, did you see that Virginia, Virginia Tech game?
Yeah, with no really bullet points about the game to...
No details about... To
define why you would even ask them if they saw it. Because it would have to be... Why did somebody get beheaded? Because that's the only way that I would have heard about this.
Like if a bear wandered off into the court,
right?
You know,
and
just
and mauled
the
referee.
And especially,
like, is that a polar bear?
Like it's one thing to be sitting at, you know, the wings bar with your buddies drinking a beer. Like, hey, did you see that Virginia Tech game? And maybe you'd be like
if you said that to me, I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Well, I know, it would never happen. But then to say it to a woman,
right?
Yeah,
especially a woman that knows you, don't care about it,
right?
At all. Yeah. I mean, like, it's never on in the house ever,
right?
No form of college basketball.
Right.
Virginia
right.
Tech.
And then you go
not even Oklahoma and Baylor.
You go all the way to the East Coast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you just, there's nothing there. So we, Danny played his last week, and then we had a P1 send in his version of this where he was in the car and he tried to get his wife in on this, and you just ask, you know, did you see this game? So here's how before we play our wives, let's play the P1s.
Okay.
Did you see the Virginia Tech game yesterday?
Oh, did I see that?
It was on TV.
When have you ever...
She said, why would I see that? And then he said...
It was on
it was
the TV.
On TV.
It was on TV.
Ever known me to watch sports.
So this woman doesn't even watch sports.
Much less men's college basketball in February.
On the East Coast.
Right.
When have you ever known me to watch sports?
Sports. Just randomly. Why are you asking me?
It's like,
what's the purpose of this conversation?
I don't know. 5-point lead or whatever.
One. She She reaches over and she grabs his phone to see if he's recording. Because that was the other thing that we tried to sell, is that, no, there wasn't a beheading or a bear walked on the court.
It was actually a pretty mundane
Virginia
game.
Had like a 5-point lead.
And held it throughout.
And they hung on.
And they won. Wow, you don't say somebody won a game.
She grabbed his phone.
Yeah, she grabbed his phone, and that was the end of it.
Oh, beautiful.
Why are... What is the purpose of this conversation?
Oh,
all right, so do you want to play yours?
Sure.
Okay. Oh,
man.
So you got Sally. Now, you did live there at one point.
Yes.
Like, in Virginia.
Yes. So perhaps she found it a little more reasonable, but... I have to tell you, it was a little nerve-wracking. Like, for some reason, there's some level of nervousness when you hit record on your phone and then you're going to do this little playlet.
Yes.
I don't know what the adrenaline
you
rush is.
It's like, did you watch? You can't help it.
Like, I don't know why, but the second I hit record as we were driving around, I got just a little nervy.
Okay.
So, all right.
Here we go.
So let me ask you, did you see the Virginia Tech game last night by any chance?
No.
Virginia Tech was up 5.
What if she would have said yes?
And starts commenting on specific plays.
Yeah, man. How about that game by Bailey?
She say?
I saw Wisconsin the other night.
Yeah,
she said
I saw Wisconsin the other night with you.
Oh, with you.
Yeah,
okay.
So apparently I flipped on the Badgers a little bit and she caught that at least.
Okay.
I saw Wisconsin the other night with you.
Yeah, but you know, the Battle of Virginia.
I'm interested, but no, I didn't catch the game. Do you want to talk about something? Am I ignoring you?
No.
You're kind of weird.
I just wanted to ask you what you thought of the game, that's all. Virginia had a big year last year, you know?
Come on. Just be normal.
I like that Sally is thinking... that this is an icebreaker to get to a real issue that you're having. Is there something you really want to talk to me about?
What's with this conversation? Like, why are we even talking right now? Normally we're listening to something I don't care about.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
And then Bob, hey, Battle of Virginia.
There's a lot at stake here, honey.
Yes,
you may not think so.
The Battle of Virginia.
Right.
Did you understand bragging rights?
When she goes, I mean, I'm interested, but...
Boy, that was amazing, by the way.
I mean, I'm interested.
Of all of my predictions, her actually claiming to have interest in that game was really the upset.
Okay, so mine...
Yours is so hard to get anything past now.
It really
is.
You've
abused her with... voice recording feature on your iPhone for decades.
She's a beaten woman.
Yes.
There's no doubt that she is a beaten woman. But I figured this is so out there, and it's not, it hasn't had anything to do with Playboy or anything like that. That it's, I'm trying to sell her on my Playboy lifestyle. That I figured maybe this would get past her a little bit, just because it's so out there. And so she was in the kitchen, and I was just sitting there on my computer, pretty close to her, and here we go.
See the did you see the Virginia Tech game?
Are you kidding me? Why would I see that game?
First off, There's no one around. Like,
are you talking to me?
Talking to the dogs?
There's nobody there. The kids are in school. Uh-huh. There's no one there.
She said, are you talking to me?
Yes. Are you talking to me? Like, that's how random the question is.
You're talking to me? Why would I see that game? When was it?
Yesterday.
I'm in front of a TV all day. Something happened, I guess.
So she's waiting.
Yeah, there's got to be.
All right, tell me about the bear.
Yeah.
On the TV all day. Something happened, I guess.
Virginia, like, they were up by like 10 and just kind of hung on and won.
I think it's one. Were they supposed to win?
I mean, they were favored. Oh.
That's a March Madness or something?
No.
No, not March Madness. Why would you say
she's
that?
She's trying to engage you.
Yeah, she right. really is.
Right. Oh.
That's a March Madness or something?
No.
No. Is that your story? It's going to be...
I didn't know if you saw it.
But I thought there was something a little more interesting than... Great, they won. Awesome. They were in the 10 and barely hung on. All righty. But there is like... a much better story.
No, they won.
Okay. And then why would I care?
I don't know.
I just thought it was real exciting and somebody broke the bat. I don't, you know, that there's more to it other than that.
She was waiting for the bloody polar bear to massacre, you know, the entire front court.
Boy, that's exactly what was happening there with the finish the story though. I mean, so
oh my god.
I mean, it was probably a really good game. You're leaving out some details here.
Did you tell her that it was a bit?
No, I still haven't. Did you tell Sally?
Actually, I turned the phone over and hit stop, and then she punched me in the arm.
Okay.
It's
fun
to punch me.
I've not. I'm sure she'll hear about
this.
She
thinks you're insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never told her, so someone will tell her.
She might have gone to her friends and said, I think Corby's losing.
Right. He's asking me about ACC basketball games.
Yeah. Before the tournament.
Right, in February.
I mean, was this March Madness or something?
Yeah, yeah. She's like, how does this affect my bracket?
Right.
Something like that. Or maybe she Googled it to actually look for a detail that might have caught your interest. Like,
and she's like, this game was last week, not last night.
Yeah. I thought maybe somebody broke a backboard or something.
Yeah. So I did receive this text just now.
Oh.
Okay.
God D... I knew it when you asked me that stupid question about the basketball game, because you never laughed that hard. I just never said anything.
Okay.
Awesome.
So she's listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Jules.
There you go.
Hi, Julie.
Invite me over for dinner.
I like Rocky, Julie.
No, he doesn't. He loves it.
No, he doesn't.
Try that on your other significant other.
Yeah.
So we would love to play that. Just the nothingness of it all. Undersell all of it.
As we try to fake interest in college basketball.
Right.
Much more of that this month. All right, it's 5:28 as we continue the Power Hour. Just 3 minutes away from us talking about what the heck is going on with Tom Brady.